Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Well, let's have a little island music, shall we? Get things raring to go. The final Wednesday of summer, that's brutal to say, but we only have to say it once a year. I guess that's the good news. It is the Glass in the Afternoon radio program. News Sports Talk 98.7, AM 1370, and WGCLradio.com. I'm Mike Glasgow. There's Captain Steve Kellum's retired.
Good afternoon.
Did you bring the pina coladas?
I don't know.
That's probably the best answer we can go with today. Either have I. So if that's if that's where we're at, that's where we're at.
At the rate we're going, we're going to need a lot of pina coladas. Right?
We're low on gas, and okay. You need a jacket.
Yeah.
It is chilly, and that's part of it. The forecast high today, I think we sat here and told you earlier in the week, would be around 84. We're at 80 right now, and I don't think anybody's going to complain. 80 feels like 80. The humidity's great. It's only 35%.
It's fantastic. And I got up this morning. You talked about this, the sweatpants and stuff. I had sweatpants and a long sleeve shirt on when I got up this morning.
That started last night about 8:30. It did not wait. There was no humidity in the air, so it gets cooler quicker. So
did you have the windows open all night?
No, I closed them because I didn't want to be frostbitten.
I left them open all night. Of course, we got upstairs, so it's warmer up there, right?
Upper respiratory infection going on that I didn't want to add to it. So I closed the windows. But if you have upstairs, that's we're on one level, so it's not terrible.
Getting up this morning, it was just a little chilly. I loved it though. This is the time of year I love.
I said it yesterday. I love winter. I love spring. I love fall. I love summer. Whatever we're doing, I like, and I like to be average. I don't like to be 90 in April. I don't like to be 107.
You got to have a goal.
Average. I don't have any goals, and that's the problem. 80 feels fantastic. The low tonight, not as cool, 54. I've got some cool ones for you coming up, though, in the week. The rest of the week, tomorrow, 77 and 50, absolutely perfect. 69 and 45 on Friday and Saturday. We click up to 72 before 45 returns again. And all the newspapers I've saved, and all the twigs.
It's going to help with
the
fires.
All the sticks.
Huh?
Saturday, it's going to be lit, like the kids say. And we will say so long to summer. The final weekend feels like fall, spring, whatever you want to call it. We're not going to be hot like we were last weekend, so we hope you went out and enjoyed. Last weekend's 86 or whatever that was. Sunday, 72 in sunshine, as we said, 75, 78. We'll get back in the 80s next week, and then next weekend, the first weekend of fall, we return to the 80s. So we got to kind of we're mixed up a little bit. That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right, because it'll be the final weekend in September. We'll be in the 80s. Hard to argue about things like that either.
Yeah,
so
I can't complain.
Not bad, not bad at all. Updated forecast, live radar. You can find it all at WGCLradio.com. As we move on here on a very compacted Wednesday afternoon program, our first journey takes us to the world of Zoom. And that means we check in at Indiana University. The director of media relations for all the campuses is the Rifleman, Chuck Connors Carey. The doctor,
Dr. Chuck,
is with us. And as we start every program, we first say hello to the man who is still Zooming from the friendly confines of his home. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing well. I hope all of you are well.
We are great. With the news of football returning today and the governor and Dr. Bach saying that everybody wearing a mask is helping us behave in the right directions, that means good, happy things, we hope, if we can still behave moving forward. That's the good news. And as we always start out with Dr. Chuck, the first game we always play is, what are we wearing? And our special guest today is Captain Steve Kellums. Chuck Carney is wearing what today?
Oh, that's easy. With the announcement of football again, the Big Ten, I guarantee he's in a shirt and tie. Probably a jacket, too, on top of it.
Well, it looks like from here, full suit.
Full suit. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay. Lapel.
I'm actually in a tux and tails. I took the hat off for the interview.
And he added the IU lapel pin, so you know.
Well,
he
always said the busier
business.
He gets, right? The more stuff
now,
goes on.
Once I see a pocket square, I'm out of here.
You're out of here?
I'm out of here. That's when we know.
I'm going to go with a monocle.
Oh, I like that. Like the guy from Monopoly. What was his name?
Yeah, or Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
I like Mr. Peanut.
Well, the next time he will have the pocket square and the full regalia will be when they announce the new president. I will gamble on that if you'd like to have any of action on any of that. That will be the next one.
You know, one thing I'm not done yet because I haven't had an in-person ceremony, and that may come in the spring.
Oh, we need to talk about that on our list, too. Put that on our list.
Yeah. So I have not ordered, actually, the formal robe that you're entitled to wear as a doctoral graduate. And so that has, like, the really funny-looking hat, and it has it's a really cool-looking thing. It's got the IU seal on it. It looks almost like a military sort of robe, but it's really cool. So I'll wear that for one of these sometime.
That's just something you don't borrow somebody else's for. You've put in all this work. You've got your doctorate.
You could rent it, and they're not cheap. They're the price of a decent suit. But you really need to have your own.
See, when you're retired and you have to dress up, you wear the Lebowski sweater. That's pretty much
right.
My goal.
It covers Christmas and holiday parties and everything else. But I tell you what, let's just start there. That's a natural starting point. Mm-hmm. We learned this week, students, I believe, received an email yesterday or Monday saying, sorry about winter commencement. We're going to do that virtually. But the hope is to have everyone assembled at the Memorial Stadium come May. Now, a week ago we had this conversation, and we weren't talking about football returning, so I'm a little bit more inclined to be hopeful for May of next year as opposed for football. Football is going to happen this year.
Yeah, and of course we sent that out with a caveat. I mean, we can't predict the future, of course, and it depends on a lot of things in between here and there, but that is the plan. There will be a virtual ceremony in December for Bloomington graduates. And by the way, at most of the other campuses, they don't do a December commencement anyway, so they're really looking at May. And with that, 2020 graduates can participate in the virtual commencement this December, or they can go through a ceremony in the spring, whatever form that takes. And we're hopeful that could be an in-person form, but we'll obviously have to wait and see. And to be honest, while we hadn't set it formally to this point, we sort of telegraphed that in announcing the fall semester and spring semester plans earlier this summer, because of course we're not going to be meeting in person after Thanksgiving break. And that sort of told you what we were thinking at that point and what was probably going to be likely. So we're hopeful, you know, speaking, I think I can speak for the 2020 grads in this particular case, that people will be able to return back for either of those if they would like to. And certainly we're hopeful that at some point we'll get back to the in-person ceremony more sooner than later.
And just gathering is the issue. And you're right. We should have read between the lines once Thanksgiving was up. But things change. We didn't think when the Big Ten commissioner came out and said, football is done and that's the final decision, we're not talking about it anymore. Well, we have football today. So you'll have to forgive us for being hopeful. And I don't think anything written in 2020, it was probably pencil or colored pencil was better than permanent marker or carving it into concrete somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of these things that everything is, we're adjusting things all along the way. And it was something that obviously there was a lot of discussion ongoing with football, people wanting to play. And I think the biggest thing, and I would, again, another caveat, this is something that came out of athletics. This is not something was involved in the discussions on or in the public discussions generally. But the big change was the ability to do frequent testing on the athletes. And that will make a big difference. They'll be able to test them frequently and tell if anybody is ill and if they need to sit out or need to get medical attention more quickly. So that's the key for being able to do this fall.
Well, and the other part of this, Chuck, the people that are the non-sporting department will talk about, well, I guess the question they will ask will be, well, if we can get this done for the athletes, can we get this done for the students to get them back on campus? Or are we just going to ride the first semester wave for right now and then address this when everybody returns to campus? What is that, February 8th?
February 8th. Yeah, well, now, so I would say this, and I can't speak for any other campus, any other university, and what their testing is. I honestly don't know what other universities are doing, in large part because we've had too much of our own knitting to do. But in our case, we are not only doing fairly robust robust testing now, we're building that up. And so what we're doing right now is mitigation testing. And that is testing which allows us to test very frequently the entire population of the campus, and that's students, faculty, and staff, and be able to keep a track on whether or not there is a potential hotspot on campus. And then we test more in populations that are the potential hotspots, like the Greek housing, and we did a lot more of the residence halls last week. That allows us to keep an eye on it. That's not something that's being done everywhere. And I won't call out names, but there are campuses that have shut down for the fall that didn't have anything like that. We have that, and we're building three new labs, one in Bloomington, two in Indianapolis, that we hope by mid next month will allow us to do our own results of those tests and turn them around maybe even same day. With that, we'll be able to do into the well into thousands of tests a day, more than the state does in a day, and far more than they do in a week. So we're going to be testing very frequently. The Big Ten is going to be paying for the daily testing, and this won't take away from our student testing otherwise.
Chuck, where are our COVID numbers right now for the university?
Well, they're good. You hesitate to jump up and down because this is a marathon, not a sprint, and so we don't want to...
We're too fat for that anyhow, Chuck.
Yeah. Well, I have ankle issues, so I can't do that anyhow, either sprint or marathon. But it was good this week. So the overall number, the prevalence rate for Bloomington is 2.4%, and that is what we call the calculated prevalence rate, which is a weighted representative sample of mitigation tests conducted during the week of September 5th. So that's good. It's 0.07% for the entire IU population. Now, last week we were talking about the Greek houses being about 25%. This week, the positivity rate among Greek houses is 15.4%. Residence hall last week, 3.6% positivity. This week, 2.5%. Greek-affiliated students not on the campus was 14.1 last week, 10.9% this week. And other off-campus students, positivity rate was 3%, down slightly to 2.9%. So generally trending in the right direction. But it's a long way to go, and we have other things that have to be done between now and then.
Chuck Carney, the doctor, the rifleman, is our guest this afternoon. Captain Steve Kellums is riding shotgun. And the rankings are out. Well, we're not talking about football rankings just yet or basketball rankings just yet. The U.S. News and World Report rankings are on the table. Did you see where they're going to perhaps move the Maui Classic to, Kellums? Did you see that?
I didn't see that. Where are they going to move the Maui? How can you move the Maui Classic? It's the Maui.
Well, it's a Maui Gym Classic, so you just have to take your sunglasses with you somewhere else. It sounds like Indianapolis could be the arrival destination.
I'm not buying that
one. We'll worry about basketball rankings. Yeah. We'll worry about football rankings. What are the university rankings, Dr. Chuck?
Well, so the U.S. News and World Report rankings came out, and IU is at number 31 among public universities. And so that is where we were last year, 76 among all national universities. And for just the average person, that means just public and private universities and altogether, or just universities, right, should say. But other good numbers. We ranked 47th as the best college for veterans. And then Kelley School of Business had several programs ranked in the top two and the top 10 of their individual listings. So good numbers all the way around. And it was generally good news. It's hard to, especially these days, get terribly excited about rankings, but they were good. And it's another point of pride.
And Indiana University, as well, as we look at those rankings, well, there's all kinds of different ones for different schools and different programs, and this is just the overall total ranking. Am I getting this correct?
It's the overall ranking. So among institutions, we're ranked 31 in among public universities, and then 76 overall. So, you know, everybody, Harvard and Yale and everyone else in there, we're at 76. So at a good spot, and particularly what's important in these things are like are the things that note the individual programs, and Kelly being the one with so many in the top 10. They had their fourth in entrepreneurship, fifth in marketing, and that's typical for Kelly, which is the top business school in the country.
Not bad. Not bad at all. So that's exciting times then for everything that's happening at IU. The positivity rate is dropping. That is also good. Football is going to start. That's also good. Have we covered it all? We couldn't possibly cover it all. What am I missing here, Chuck? Is there something I've left out? What are you teaching today?
Think of anything.
Or do you have to teach as well today?
I got a few minutes to get all that together, but we're talking about basic public relating at this point. So still slowly semesters. So we may have a scintillating discussion on passive voice and my general hatred for it. So I can really get going on that.
Well, we'll let you get ready for class, and we don't want to keep you any longer than necessary because you're in full regalia today. I bet somebody else is knocking at your email as we speak.
Oh, we're probably in some kind of line right now.
We are. We're trying to get out of it. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help move the herd along. Great stuff as always, my friend. We will talk to you next Wednesday. Who knows? Who knows what we will have on the first full day of autumn next week? How about that?
Yeah, well, it's starting to feel that way, at least.
Not bad. I better get out there and harvest those tomatoes, buddy.
I will.
All right, great stuff as always, Chuck. Thanks.
Thanks.